Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Would you jump right out of the ringside? Would you jump right out of your eyes? Ah. Would you jump right out of the ringside? Would you jump right out of your eyes?
Ah. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the music world, inspiration comes from a lot of places. We've heard about musicians who branch out into the business world, and just a moment ago, drummer Bobby Previtt talking about how he found his muse in the work of the painter Joan Miró. But this British band that you're hearing, called Tube Lord, found inspiration from the critic Michael Azarad. And who better to tell us about the song than the music critic Michael Azarad? He's the author of the indie rock history Our Band Could Be Your Life and the Nirvana biography Come As You Are. Michael, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
So, Tube Lord.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this band. How did you find them?
Well, you know, they say you should never Google yourself.
You go blind.
Yeah, and grow hair in your palms and things like that. Yeah. So I did it. I Googled myself one day, and there was this listing that said UK band Tube Lord releasing their next single September 29th. It's called I Am Azarad. And, you know, all these thoughts went through my mind. You know, Azarad is an unusual name. And so I figured, well, who could that be about? Is that about me? And, you know, and you're sort of, is that me or no? I mean, maybe my distant cousin Lawrence is an album art designer. He designed the cover of Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication. And I thought, well, maybe it's about Lawrence. Nah, it finally just dawned on me. It's got to be me.
What is the song about, and what gave you the final clue that this was you that they were talking about?
Really, the final clue was that I've written a lot about rock music, and there's really probably only one Azarad that an indie rock band from, you know, suburban London would even know about. So that was part of it, but I emailed a bunch of friends and about this and said, ha, 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 look at this. Check out their MySpace page. And one of the people I emailed was my great editor at Spin Magazine, Steve Kandel. And he said, why don't you write a piece about it? So that gave me the excuse to actually talk to the singer of Tube Lord and actually quiz him over the phone about what this was all about. So that was a funny experience.
All right. The song is called I Am Azarad, and it starts innocently enough. It's that kind of pop punk thing we were just hearing. But then there is the last lyric. I see today, I see you, Azarad. I've read the clues, they lead me to your head. I'll kill today, I'll kill you, Azarad. Michael, you are Azarad. So when you called these people and said, what did you say? And were they, in fact, ready to kill you?
Well, the first thing that actually went through my head when I first heard the song was, they want to kill me? But the second thing that went through my head was, they want to kill me. And I felt sort of special, like, wow, someone actually sort of singled me out for murder.
Half a world away.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, you know, well, that's, you know, I actually sort of feel flattered. But then I actually spoke to this guy, Joseph Prendergast, from the band. And, you know, he's actually getting his degree in popular music. And he's, you know, studying Baudrillard and Adorno. And he explained that part of the lyric is based on something he read by Roland Barthes, this famous essay called The Death of the Author. And it's about him sort of trying to kill the text, you know, and commandeer the meaning of it. And
so did you feel like Joe DiMaggio the first time he heard Paul Simon's Mrs. Robinson? Well, what's he saying? Well, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? I'm still here. I never went away.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think Paul Simon and this guy, Joseph Prendergast, do have a somewhat similar lyrical take in that it's very impressionistic. And I think it's sort of like bash it out now, figure it out later. And as I talked to the guy, I was quizzing him quite, you know, deeply about the song. And he said, you know, wow, I'm really finding out a lot about myself just by talking to you about this. So I think even he had not really quite figured out what the song was about. Although I got to say, it is kind of eerie. He says, you know, let's see, where does it say? I've read the clues that lead me to your head, and I just thought, well, he read my book, and he thinks he knows me, you know, from this book, which I think reveals nothing of myself because it's about American indie rock bands in the 80s, like The Replacements and Sonic Youth. And then he says, I'll kill you, Azarad, and it's sort of like this thing where he thinks he's me, but I exist, so he's got to annihilate me so he can continue. And it's like this Mark David Chapman thing. And
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you are blowing my mind, Michael Azarad. The song is called I Am Azarad by this British group called Tube Lord. What did this singer think when you called him out of the blue and said, I hope, I am Azarad?
I didn't quite say it like that, but... it's funny, he said that when he wrote the song, he didn't really think about what he was doing, and it didn't really dawn on him until, you know, quite recently that actually I was a real person, you know.
And you were just some name on a cover of a book he read.
Well, right, that's kind of what we got to talking about, is that I've, you know, although I'm, you know, I'm just me, and I wake up in the morning in my pajamas, and I brush my teeth and all that stuff, to him, I'm this figure, you know, I'm on this figure on the spine of a book, and that he can sort of play around with my identity and throw my name around and say things like he'll kill me without any sort of emotional or, you know, intellectual consequence. It's just art to him. But for me, on the other end, it's like, this guy wants to kill me. Should I get a restraining order when they come play New York? I mean...
All right, but you ended up writing this article in Spin, yeah, about your experience. Which, you know, people can find on the web, and there are a number of other examples that you, yes, point to that this is not like, you know, just completely out of left field.
No, I'm not the only rock critic to be named in the title of a song. Sonic Youth actually retitled one of their songs "Kill Your Idols." They retitled it with a really naughty,
not family
title.
Friendly.
I can't say it on the radio title. You'll just have to read the Spin article to find out what it is. And he retaliated, actually, and named it one of the 25 best singles of that year.
He being Robert Christgau.
Robert Christgau, yes.
The longtime critic for the Village Voice.
Yes.
Who had a running feud for a little while with Sonic Youth's Thurston Moore.
Exactly. Ira Robbins, the great critic, actually got singled out by a twee-pop band called Toki Doki, and his song was called Ira Robbins, and they were annoyed at him, and you know, and I can really not
think
of
the Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's had a really nasty, hardcore-ish kind of song in the late 70s called Robert Hilburn, where I called out the great veteran critic at the LA Times for not allegedly not having a clue about punk rock.
Well, you know, you got off pretty easy because those bands genuinely disliked the critics in their songs, whereas this band just said they wanted to kill you just because it was artsy.
Yeah, I feel honored to be part of a work of art.
Michael Azarad is the author of the indie rock history Our Band Could Be Your Life, and also the Nirvana biography Come As You Are. Michael, great to have you back in the studio.
Great
safe
to be
and
here.
Sound.
Yes, yes,
thanks
alive.
For being with us. And that'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, retail giant Walmart is still cutting exclusive deals with artists, including AC/DC, whose new album is topping the Billboard charts. In the second of our four-part Soundcheck Smackdown series on music buying, we'll debate Walmart. Also, double bassist Edgar Meyer and mandolin player Chris Thiele share their rip-roaring hybrid of bluegrass, jazz, and chamber music. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Danielle Capalbo. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.